నమే పార్థాస్తి కర్తవ్యం త్రిషులోకేషు కించన నానావాప్తమవాప్తవ్యం వర్త ఏవ చ కర్మణి. కృష్ణ ఇస్ టెలింగ్ అర్జున దట్ హీ షుడ్ డూ హిస్ డ్యూటీ బికాస్ హీస్ అ సోషల్ లీడర్ టు సెట్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ అదర్స్ అండ్ ఫర్ దాట్ హీ విల్ నౌ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ 3 verses 22 to 24 గివ్ హిస్ ఓన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. సో నమే పార్థాస్తి కర్తవ్యం. For me, O Partha, there is no kartavya, asti, na asti kartavyam, for me, me. So for me, there is no duty. Trishu lokeshu kinchana, in any of the three worlds, nana vaptama vaptavyam, nor is there something which I have to protect, nor is there something which I don't have, which I desire. So, varta eva cha karmani, and yet, I am engaged in my duty. I am doing my karma. So this is a first direction, first indication in this verse or in this chapter of Krishna's special position in the Bhagavad Gita itself. It's the second time. In 2.61, Krishna has mentioned that yukta asita matpara, fix the control senses, fix the consciousness of the control senses on me. So here now he's telling that he has no duty in any of the three worlds. And this is an extraordinary statement because everybody has duties. And for Krishna to say that I don't have any duties, and that to then expand the ambit of the statement to include all the three worlds. What does it actually mean? Krishna, we see that when he acted in this, when he came to this world, he did act and acted in responsible ways. When the Dwarkavasis were in danger, he, even when he was elsewhere, he was with the Pandavas or other places, he came back in time to protect the Dwarkavasis from the demons. And before that, even when he was a child, he protected the Vrajavasis from demons. So it's clear that he did do his duties. So what exactly does this verse mean when Krishna is saying that there are no duties for me? And why is he bringing in the three worlds over here? For understanding this, we need to look at the definition of the absolute truth. Upanishad explained that the absolute truth, being perfect and complete, has nothing to do. The absolute truth does not desire to do anything, and the absolute truth is not obliged to do anything. Because that absolute truth is perfect and complete. So, now, because we take something from the world, it is our duty to contribute also something to the world. So, that reciprocation of give and take is vital, fundamental, essential for all of us, because we have to take. We take so many things from nature, from the world around us. So, and then, as a matter of reciprocation, we also have to give some things. So, name parthasti kartavyam. Trishu lokeshu kinchan, there's not even the slightest duty for me in all the three worlds. Why does he say such a thing? Because Krishna does not take anything from anyone. He is self-satisfied. And therefore, he does not have to give anything to anyone. He does not need anything, he does not desire anything, he is complete and perfect. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. So he is Purna, complete and perfect. And whereas all of us have duties, he does not have any duty at all. Now, this does not necessarily mean that Krishna is sentenced for all of eternity to live a passive existence doing nothing. Rather, it means that he is completely free to do whatever he likes. And out of the reciprocation of love between him and those who love him, he takes on actions which to the uninformed may seem like duty, but they aren't duty. They are Leela. So, when Krishna kills the demons, or Krishna instructs his devotees, as he is doing for Arjuna now while speaking the Bhagavad Gita, actually Krishna is not obliged to do so. Krishna is not bound to do so. Krishna chooses to do so because it is his Leela. So obligation means we have to do it, otherwise we will get into trouble. So if we neglect our duties, then we will get karmic reactions. But here when Krishna talks about, okay, when Krishna does some activities, it is Leela. Leela means that which is voluntarily accepted for pleasure. So, although Krishna is God, he takes on the role of a small child and he gives his dearmost devotees the role of Rajavasis, the residents of his pastoral paradise. And therein, his most intimate devotees who love and serve him in a parental mood, he gives them the role of his mother and father. And then he obeys them, but sometimes he eludes them in the naughtiness. And when danger comes, he protects them. So the point is that when Krishna does something, it is his Leela. He can do it whenever he wants, and he can suggest, wherein at sometimes he subordinates his divinity and his supremacy. Sometimes he subordinates, sometimes he reveals. So Vartha eva cha karmani, when Krishna does his Leela, it can appear as if he is just doing his duty. And from the world's point of view, it does seem as if he is doing his duty, because he takes care of his loved ones and he does the royal responsibility. As a king, he would attend the assembly, the court, and he would help in the resolution of sticky issues. And he took seriously whatever responsibilities were there. But the principle is that Krishna is not obliged to do anything. So the reference to three worlds is that in an interconnected universe, as is depicted in the Vedic literature, you know, we have duties not only towards our loved ones, but also towards the higher beings in the universe, that is the gods. So, just as we have duty to our family members, just as we have duty to our society, similarly, it is understood we have duty towards our gods also. And therefore, some sacrifices are recommended, are even required in order for those obligations to be fulfilled. Now, here it is being said that actually Trishulokeshu Kinchana Name Parthasti Kartavya, that I don't have any duty even in the three worlds. That means that even to the gods, Krishna does not have any duty. He actually is completely free. Whatever he does, Leela, is Leela for his pleasure and for the pleasure of his devotees to whom he seems to be doing a duty. And Krishna's argument to Arjuna is that, Arjuna, you have duties and you are giving up duties. I don't have duty and still I am doing my duty. So why am I doing it? Not because I am bound to do it. For at a spiritual level, it is because he wants to perform Leela. At a material level, it is because he is setting an example. And Krishna is taking that principle of setting an example over here. When he so 20th verse, he stated that, I give the example of Janaka and others who attained perfection just by doing their duty. And leaders should do their duty. That is the principle that he used in 21st verse. And in 22nd verse, he is giving the example of himself, how even when he does not have duty, still he does duty for the sake of setting an example for others. And this point we will elaborate in the next two verses, which we will discuss in our future talks. Thank you.